if any foreigners in Taiwan has a criminal record, his or her LLC may be canceled. There's a chance.
Yeah, well, there's also a chance that Canada is going to know just how dangerous it is to move to a country that's as racist and despicable and violates human rights the way Taiwan did with me. Because to put me through 4 years of torture throughout your judicial system to the point where I have to leave my life of 20 years is despicable. Uh-huh. It's despicable, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Mr. Kazon, I just received the criminal sentence, so I'm just like doing my job. I know,
but guess what? When the judicial system can expel a foreigner or give them 6 months in jail because I shared a rental contract for 4 days once 4 years ago is absurd. And to ignore five witnesses and ignore the plethora of evidence that I have at ilearn.tw/landlord is so ignorant and racist and stupid and biased and wrong that it's on its face, it's just damn shame for the country of Taiwan, because it's going to make everyone in Canada want to bomb Taiwan when China starts dropping the nukes. Let me tell you, no one here is going to have an end. You know what? What would you do? What would you do in my shoes? You ruined my life. You've ruined my whole life. My whole life of 20 years. I'm 43. I'm over here trying to find work in Canada. After 20 years away, I have to leave. You ruined my whole life. Fuck Taiwan. Unless there's $2 million incentive to go back and an apology from the president himself, fuck your country. It wasn't very good to me, let me tell you. I wish someone told me when I moved there 20 years ago that it would end like this. Shame on you. Shame on your country. And you know, I've written to the president. I've been screaming for 4 years. Help, help. No one's smart enough to help me because you're all too fucking stupid. Think about it. Think about it.
Yes, but... the sentence is determined by the court, not...
Yeah, I don't care. Your court's pretty racist and stupid, isn't it? I don't care. That's pretty racist. I mean, I think the whole world would agree, ruining a guy's life, like the way my life has been destroyed because of a rental contract under a state of fear and duress and necessity, which if we followed Taiwan law, then I would be vindicated. But alas, we selectively ignored Taiwan law to ruin me. Shame on your system. Shame on it. No wonder people run from Taiwan like it's a third world banana republic shithole. Thank you, Taiwan, for teaching me what it's like to run to Canada to find refuge from a third world banana republic shithole. The next time I'm in a taxi in Toronto and someone with a turban on their head from some shithole country is driving a taxi for shit money, I understand why he came to Canada. Because I never loved this country. I loved Taiwan. I immigrated there. I made t-shirts that read, Taiwan's not part of China. I loved, made my family, my friends there, everything. I raised a boy for 6 years there. You ruined my whole life, Taiwan. So if you're from the immigration agency and you have nothing to do but to warn me about how you're going to take my APRC away, let me tell you one thing right now. My APRC, my open work permit, my health insurance, which is the second best health insurance in the world, Taiwan is, and my driver's license, not worth a hill of beans in a judicial system that can fail me as spectacularly as Taiwan's judicial system was racistly failing me. Because there's no other word for it. It wouldn't happen to me if I was Asian. It happened to me because I'm a Wai Gorlin.
The immigration agency cannot intervene with the court sentence. I just call you because I'm calling you because I want to help you to keep your agency in Taiwan. But we need to do a short interview in your house, and I will take some photos, and hopefully I can help you too.
In my house? You gonna come to Canada?
No, I can't. Taichung.
My.
Are you still?
Listen to me. Are you. Is this a joke? I was going to be arrested 2 days before I flew out of Taiwan. I would be in jail right now. If I was in Taiwan, I would be in jail. According to my lawyer, of course I'm in Canada. I'm not in jail, am I? According to your judicial system, I'd be in jail. And if you'd please give me your email so I can email you proof I'm not lying, I would literally be behind bars in a Taichung prison for 6 fucking months. Shame on you.
Did you apply for the social services?
Did I apply for social services?
You can choose for your sentence to...
Oh, okay. Wait. So you're telling me I should work for 4 days a week for free for 1 year and have a 5-year criminal record? Fuck you. That's a stupid way. Why would anyone that respects themselves... I've committed no crime. Okay? I've done nothing wrong or illegal. Why would I want a criminal record and to work for free for a year because I did nothing wrong and no one will listen to me because you're all too fucking racist? Think about that.
So you are not in Taiwan right now?
I'm not an idiot. Who in their right mind would go to jail or do community service for a year? Duh. The lawyer told me, get the fuck out of Taiwan. My lawyer told me, my Taiwan lawyer told me, you have to leave. You're not safe here. That's what kind of a country I had to run from after I lived my life there for 20 years and no one can help me. And I wish you could, but you seem to be, no offense, so fucking stupid that you think you can just come visit my house right now. But in fact, I don't have a house right now. I'm in jail. I'm literally behind bars. I had to leave. Can you imagine doing that to my mother? My mother, my father, my grandmother, they're good people. Do you think they want their son? 12 hours, the time difference, in Taichung, Taiwan, living as a criminal for 5 years?
Okay, so you're not going to Taiwan, right?
Well, I'm going back to Taiwan after I put this on the TV news in Canada. And it will be on the news in 2 more weeks. And I will come back to Taiwan when there's some kind of a judicial apology for the fuck-up and a $2 million Taiwan dollar incentive to come back. That way, I can pay my bills. I can pay the landlord that thinks I owe her $1 million. And I think the landlord should go to jail for 7 years for fraud. If they followed the law in Taiwan and didn't ignore me and ignore the law the way they have been for 4 fucking slow years ruining my life, I think $2 million is a very fair number. What about my psychological damage? You've ruined my life. My life of 20 years. So $2 million, I'm coming back. You have the clocks ticking because I'm going to be on the TV. The TV interview is scheduled next week or the week after. We're not sure because the snow is snowy in Canada. We're not sure about when I can get up there, but it'll be in the next 1 or 2 weeks. The clock is ticking. You know my email? Because my phone number is going to be disconnected. Would you like my contact info in Canada or you really don't care?
I need to do an interview, but since you're not in Taiwan, I guess I won't be able to reach you.
Yeah. So tell with me, right? Tell with me.
Yes. I guess good luck with the. I don't know how to.
I really wish you could help me, but you can't, can you? Because if the best help you can be is maybe you can do community service. Jesus.
Yeah.
Really, though, that's pretty fucking pathetic. I mean, really, though. Why don't you just... I mean, you should be ashamed of yourself working in a system that says... Listen, if you ever need to run... from a country that's obviously not safe. Because listen, if it's not safe for me, it's not safe for you. Okay? Come to Canada. We could use some people over here and we'll treat you a little bit better than that too. Unbelievably despicable what happened to me in Taiwan. Shameful. And it's going to be known. So I wish you could talk to somebody who understands how badly this is going to hurt Taiwan's international reputation when I am done with it. Because I have no reason to do anything different.
Yes, and I think I can talk to somebody who knows better in the
God bless you.
Case.
God bless you. Would you like to know you know my email, right?
Email. Maybe you can. I will check your application
Please do. And I want you to know that this phone number may be disconnected in the next few weeks because I haven't been able to pay my phone bill, my company, everything's going to hell. My Gogoro, everything's going because I don't think it's fair. I have self-respect. I've done nothing wrong. I've committed no crime. I have ample proof. 5 witnesses. Not important to the case, says the judge. Fuck you.
From what I heard, I think it's shameful, and I feel sorry for you.
Well, I'm sorry for being so angry, but kindly understand, it is my whole life down the in the garbage because of a shitty judicial system. So I think I have every right to be very angry at this phone call. No offense. I'm not angry at you. I thank you. I'm not angry at you. I'm just fucking angry, as I should be.
Yeah, like I said, I just, the immigration agency I work for, we just received a sentence from the court. And by regulation, I need to,
I know.
Like, generally,
you know,
we receive a sentence.
You know how many emails? I know.
To keep your LRC.
Isn't it sad?
In Taiwan, you go. Yeah.
It's so sad.
I think we don't need to do it anymore. And maybe I can talk to someone who understands better your case.
Please do. And if they'd like all information, all legal files, I scan everyone. I can give you them all. I can show you everything I have. All the video of the husband threatening me, the death threat that the judge says is not important to the case. I can show you. I can show you it all. So please get in touch with me. I'd love for someone in Taiwan to give a fuck about this Weigolin enough to help me bring my life back in Taiwan the way it should be. But I'm not going back there and doing time in jail or community service. Okay. You know, that's ridiculous.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
And I guess that's it for today.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for calling. Please do send an email because I'm afraid this phone number might not work forever.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, and good luck. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Good luck to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, God bless you. Bye-bye.